short time ago, the House of Representatives passed a bill that is essential to helping America's economy weather the financial crisis. The Senate passed the same legislation on Wednesday night. Congress sends me the final bill. I'm going to sign it into law.
We're supposed to pay for all the bad loans of all the banks in the world. You would have to be mental to agree to that.
$1 billion bailout.
Wall Street's banging Fannie, slicker than a weasel, making our government buying out their deals.
$1 billion bailout.
Housing market plummet, banks are in the stammer, shutting all the doors, there's no choice in the matter.
We must grant out their wish, they all own you and they control.
At stake, a loss of an enormous number of jobs, home ownership around the country, savings and retirement plans, and a deep recession.
Investigators revealed AIG executives held a week-long retreat at a luxury resort just days after receiving $85 billion taxpayer bailout last month. The $440,000 vacation included $200,000 for rooms, $150,000 for meals, and $23,000 in spa charges.
$700 billion bailout.
Cheney's tapping billions, drawing from your children to support a cause that's crippling over millions.
$1 billion bailout.
Wall Street's banging Fannie, slicker than a weasel,
making our government buying out their deals.
AIG reps need to go on vacation while people in need default on their loans. Meanwhile, people are working more than two jobs and are still being kicked out of their homes.
AIG has already used up
crisis facing the United States since the Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s. That's why they call what we're about to hear from the president, and I'm quoting now, a national rescue plan rather than a bailout.
Madam Speaker, I rise in strong opposition to this bill because it won't solve our problem. It is said that we're in a liquidity crisis and a credit crunch, and all we need is more credit. The Federal Reserve has already injected over $1 trillion worth of credit. It hasn't seemed to help a whole lot. Injecting another $600 or $700 billion will not solve the